Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll play the best of James Palmer of Bleacher Report. We'll get you his thoughts on the game. But right now, we got a little bit of time. We'll read your text, 913-586-7965, as we get you ready for the Colts and the Chiefs. So this is where I would like to begin the 5 o'clock hour. I think that both of these teams have a lot to prove in this individual game. Let's start with Kansas City. In my opinion, the Chiefs need to show everybody why they are still the Chiefs. We've talked about it this week. The expectation, the belief, I think nationally and also locally, is that, man, they'll figure it out. You are running out of time to potentially figure it out. If you're Kansas City, to me, you have a fresh slate. I don't care what the Chiefs' record is. Obviously, it matters, and we have time to talk about the tiebreakers. But if the Chiefs quite simply take care of their own business therein, you got to look at it like this. The Chiefs are a two-loss college football team, and they got a chance to make the college football playoff. If you went out, then it doesn't matter what anybody else does because you are going to the college football playoff and you got a chance to compete for a national championship. That's kind of where the Chiefs are now. So the Chiefs heading into this game, and I would say heading into this week, whether it's the game against the Colts and also the game against the Cowboys, they have an opportunity to show everybody that they are still the Chiefs. They have the number one crew on Sunday with Nance and Romo, even though it's a 12 o'clock noon game. A lot of people are going to be watching Kansas City. The Thanksgiving game against the Cowboys is going to be the most watched regular season game possibly in the history of the National Football League. So a lot of people are going to watch Kansas City in these next couple of days. The Chiefs have an opportunity on Sunday to show everybody that they are still the Chiefs. Regardless of how you feel about the Indianapolis Colts, they have proven so far through the first 11 weeks of the season that they are one of the five best teams in the National Football League. Their quarterback has played well for the most part. They have the best running back in the league. They have a top five tight end based on how he's played so far this season. They have two great corners. Their defense has been good. They got a good defense, good weapons on the outside. They've been very, very consistent. They have one loss on the road and one loss. They have played very, very well so far this season. So if you're Kansas City and your back is up against the wall and you have one good win so far this season, we don't have to debate on how great of a win it was against the Lions. That's a really good home win. If you can win this game against the Indianapolis Colts, when we get to Monday and First Take and all of these debate shows, the talking point is going to be, are the Chiefs back and are the Chiefs still the Chiefs? That's the conversation that you want to have happen. On the flip side, if you are the Indianapolis Colts, to me, you are looking for a sense of validation in your season. The Colts are going to rack up a lot of nice wins over the course of the year. They're going to rack up a lot of wins. I think the Colts have a chance to be the one seed in the AFC. But what does all of that mean if no one believes in you? And I don't think the public really believes in Indianapolis. I think they had a chance a couple of weeks ago against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think they fumbled it, figuratively and literally. They fumbled it against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think the public is kind of waiting to doubt Indianapolis. We almost have the exact same scenario as last season. Last season, the Minnesota Vikings, they were the NFC version of the Indianapolis Colts. They had a quarterback who was a top 10 pick, who played in New York, and he got a second chance, and they put up a lot of good regular season wins. But when the rubber met the road at the end of the season and they had to win one game to be the one seed, Sam Darnold played terrible in that game. The Vikings then went on the road against the Los Angeles Rams. They then lost that game, and he ended up finding a new address. That's kind of where the Colts are right now. To me, the Colts are looking for that win that they can turn around and show the rest of the NFL, see, I told you, we are legitimate Super Bowl contenders. And right now, I know what their record is, but I don't know if there's a bigger head that you can return back to the village to show everybody that you slayed the giant than if you ended Kansas City's season. And I think on the flip side of everybody will have the stance that Kansas City is back if they win this game, a lot of people are going to feel like Kansas City's season is over. And honestly, I'm going to be one of those people. At that point, I don't know if the math is on your side anymore. And I'm not really sure if you can be a 5-6 football team like the Chiefs would be after a loss. And then you can sell me that now you're going to win 6 games in a row. You've had plenty of opportunities to show us that you are that kind of team. You didn't show us against Philadelphia. You didn't show us in Buffalo. You didn't show us against the Broncos. You got another opportunity against a top 5 team in the National Football League. So I think both of these teams are in a position that you have an opportunity to show the NFL. Either you're the Colts and you deserve to be talked about like you're one of the top 5 teams and you are a true Super Bowl contending team, or if you're Kansas City, we know that we have stumbled, but we got this big win, and now heading into Thanksgiving, if we can get one more of these wins, we can now take a little bit of a breath. And if the Chiefs are 7-5 heading into their final 5 games of the season, they are overwhelming favorites to make the postseason, and they will then be the team that nobody wants to play. Let's talk about the postseason. And Rob, in the hits, I want to talk about Buffalo for just a little bit. I think that the season is broken up into 3 categories. Category 1, home games. Indianapolis, Houston, Denver, Los Angeles. Now, maybe you guys will call me negative or a pessimist. I don't think you can count on the Chiefs to win all 4 of those games. Now, could they? Sure, absolutely. But based on how this season has gone, I don't know if I can trust the Chiefs yet to go 4-0 in all 4 of those games. You got Indianapolis, as we've been talking about, has been a top 5 team. You got Houston that might have the best defense in the National Football League, and they might have the best pass rusher right now in the National Football League this side of Myles Garrett. And if he lines up on that right side with Juwan Taylor, it will be a long evening in Kansas City. Denver and Los Angeles, 2 teams that have already beaten you so far this season, albeit on the road. I don't think the Chiefs are going 4-0 in those games, but if the Chiefs can go 3-1 in those games, great. That is exactly what you need. I would say they then have a weird game. Thursday against the Cowboys is a weird game. Now, I know it's Thanksgiving, but it has all of the making of a Thursday night football game. Short week, on the road. Cowboys can score a lot of points, but they also give up a lot of points. We all know that weird things just happen on Thursday. And then you wrap in the pageantry of Thanksgiving. I think the Chiefs are going to win that game. But we all can acknowledge how weird Thanksgiving is, how weird the Cowboys are, and how weird those Thursday quick turnaround games are. So I would put that Cowboys game in its own box. It's a road game against a team that you know can score, against a team that has shown you that they can be pretty competitive. They can compete with just about anybody, but they also could give up 50 points to Kansas City on Thursday. All bets are off. And then you got another category of, on the road against Tennessee, on the road against Las Vegas. Those are gimmies. If the Chiefs lose those games, they don't deserve to make the playoffs. I don't care how many games they have. If you lose to Tennessee in late December, You should be automatically barred from making the postseason. I don't care who you are. You cannot lose to that team. That is a gimme. That is a team that is already getting for the, ready for the draft and is trying to decide who their next coach is going to be with a number one overall pick who has struggled this year. There's no reason to lose in December to the Tennessee Titans. And Vegas, they're bad. I just don't know what to tell you. They're bad. They're really, really bad. So that's how I have the Chiefs season broken down now. They have 7 games remaining. They have the 4 home games, Indy, Houston, Denver, and Los Angeles. Just go 4-1 or 3-1 in that stretch. That's all you got to do. You don't have to be perfect in that stretch. Go 3-1 in that stretch, and I would say start things off well with the home win against Indianapolis. And if you lose to Denver again, I mean, I guess you're not going to win the division anyway, in my opinion. So go 3-1 in those games. You're going to have to figure out a way to win a weird Thursday night football game against the Cowboys next Thursday. And then you got 2 absolutely gimmies when it comes to the Tennessee Titans and the Las Vegas Raiders. So their schedule, in my opinion, is very, very manageable. When their most important games are at home and they have a 2 road games against 2 of the 6 worst teams in the National Football League, this is all manageable, in my opinion. But it has to start with a win. And the Chiefs have already dug themselves in enough of a hole. The final hole that they have to dig themselves out of cannot be, we got to go 6-0 in the final 6 games of the season. They haven't shown us that they can do that. But if you can win this game, you win the game against the Cowboys, it changes the math, it changes the calculus. You then get an 11-day rest before you play the home game against the Houston Texans. Everyone will feel very different about Kansas City if that's how things play themselves out. Rob, let's actually talk about Buffalo and Houston. Let's make them hit number one.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
As always, getting the hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
Rob, do you remember that Gatorade commercial with Dwayne Wade, where Dwayne Wade was like playing a game in his mind, and then he just woke up startled out of nowhere? Do you remember that commercial?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Do you think Juwan Taylor woke up like that after watching Thursday Night Football? Because you're going to have to guard Will Anderson. And Will Anderson yesterday, he was incredible yesterday. He was amazing yesterday. I guess I have 2 thoughts here. And I know we got to get back to the Chiefs, and I promise you we'll get back to the Chiefs soon enough. Houston is going to spoil somebody's party. I don't think that Houston is good enough to make the postseason, but I think that Houston is good enough to cause a problem for somebody in the AFC. So if you look at their remaining schedule, Houston right now is 6-5. That's a decent football team. That's a team that has won 4 of its last 5 games. They beat San Francisco. They beat Jacksonville. They beat Buffalo. They've shown you that they can beat some good football teams. Their remaining schedule now with the extended rest period, they go on the road to play Indianapolis and on the road to play Kansas City in back-to-back weeks. They also go on the road and they play Los Angeles. So I'm talking about 3 of the hardest road games that I think you can have in the National Football League. At Arrowhead in a needed game for Kansas City, on the road against Indianapolis, who has been one of the 5 best teams in the league, and on the road against the Chargers, who so far have played like a playoff team. They also have their other game against Indianapolis, the final game of the season. They are not going 0-4 in that stretch. So Houston, who I don't think is going to make the postseason, I think they just fall just a game, maybe 2 games out. Their defense, and they are scrappy enough, they are either going to end the season for the Kansas City Chiefs, end the season for the Los Angeles Chargers, or be the reason why the Colts don't end up being the 1 seed. They're just dangerous enough to be able to do it. With that defense and getting CJ Stroud back, Houston, to me, is a problem and one that I think people should be paying attention to and keeping an eye on. When it comes to Buffalo, now I don't want anybody to think that I think that Buffalo is outright missing the postseason, because I don't. But I think that Buffalo is going to end up being a problem and not a good way for Kansas City. They are 7-4 right now. They have shown really no ability to win road games. Their road wins are against the Jets and the Panthers. They lost to Atlanta. They lost to Miami. They lost to Houston on the road. They still have three road games left, on the road against Pittsburgh, on the road against New England. They got another loss coming in one of those, if not both of those games. They play Cincinnati, who now has Joe Burrow back. So who knows what kind of game that could potentially be, especially for a team that can't defend anybody. They play Philadelphia. Philadelphia might need that to end up being the one seed. One of the negatives from yesterday in Buffalo losing is they are now, to me, in the mix for that 6 or 7 seed, and I don't think that's good for Kansas City. I think the best thing for the Chiefs is just for Buffalo to get out of the way and for Buffalo either to just lose out and just miss the playoffs altogether or for Buffalo to just be the 5 seed. I don't think the Chiefs are going to be the 5 seed. I think it's really hard for them to be that given the lack of tiebreakers that they have. So they're probably going to end up being the 6 seed or the 7 seed. Well, you don't want to be in a situation where Kansas City has 11 wins and Buffalo has 11 wins because Buffalo wins the head-to-head tiebreaker against Kansas City. So just something to keep an eye on with Buffalo down the stretch and seeing how they play things out. I will say this about Buffalo. I am out on them being a Super Bowl contending team. I'm out. I don't think they have enough on offense. They don't have nearly enough weapons. And that defense is not going on the road and beating 3 playoff teams in 3 straight weeks. No chance of it, in my opinion, from watching this team. I just don't think Buffalo is that team. I think they're a good team. They'll win double-digit games this year. They'll be dangerous. Nobody will want to play them in the first round. But, man, we've seen that defense enough this year that I just don't have much confidence. I don't have much faith in their ability to potentially go on the road to possibly Pittsburgh or Baltimore in round one, go on the road to Denver, and then go on the road to New England in 3 straight weeks and think they're going to the Super Bowl. No, I think that ship has sailed. I think that Buffalo, they are speeding towards some wholesale changes that could be coming to their organization. All right, Rob, let's hit number 2.
Number 2.
Speaking of the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs, this will seamlessly tie in because 2 weeks ago, I guess 3 weeks of real time, 2 weeks of football time, the Kansas City Chiefs were gearing up to play those Buffalo Bills, and the conversation was, can they stop James Cook? Can they stop James Cook? Can they stop James Cook? Well, they didn't stop James Cook. So, Carrington, if the Chiefs struggle with James Cook, Bills running back, what should give Chiefs fans hope as they take on a better running back in Jonathan Taylor Sunday at Arrowhead?
All right, let's talk about this. And Rob, I want to get your official on the board prediction. And we'll do that here coming up in just a bit. A lot of Chiefs fans have made the point, and I think it's a very, very fair point. This has never been an issue with Kansas City. It was an issue one time against James Cook. The Chiefs did a good job against Saquon Barkley. They've done a good job historically against these running backs. Why is now the expectation that you're going to give up a whole lot of yards? It's a fair question. I would say, and they've gone up against some really good ones before. I mean, this is probably one of the 5 best running backs that they have gone up against. Like if we were talking about like when they went up against them, I would say probably Christian McCaffrey in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, probably Saquon Barkley last year. And I think Taylor might end up having a better season than him. Like we're talking about one of the 3 best running backs that they have gone up against. Where I'm a little bit worried is when it comes to their defensive line. This is a game where you have to get pressure up front and you have to trust those guys to do their job. And I look at the Colts and I look at some of the things that they can do on offense and some of the things that they do well, I think directly give the Chiefs problems. The Chiefs struggle with tight ends. They have one of the 5 best tight ends in the National Football League. This is a team in Indianapolis that I don't think is going to go away from the run. Running the ball is at the core of who they are as a team. It is at the core of who they are as an organization. So I think that Jonathan Taylor is getting somewhere between 15 and 25 opportunities in this game. Are the Chiefs going to stay home? Are the Chiefs going to stay disciplined? Are the Chiefs going to figure out a way to slow down Jonathan Taylor? I don't think you got to hold him to 37 yards rushing, but can he have 16 carries for 81 yards and a touchdown? If that's the case, that is a game that I feel the Kansas City Chiefs win. And the biggest reason on why I think Kansas City is going to win this game, twofold. And I understand that some of you don't feel this way. And I'm going to ask Rob because it doesn't sound to me like Rob feels this way about Kansas City. I'm just not ready to give up on them yet. And in my opinion, if you were picking the Colts this week, and it's understandable if you were picking the Colts this week, you are prepared to give up on the Kansas City Chiefs. You don't think they're a playoff team. You think that they are missing the playoffs. And I just don't think that yet with this team. Now, I can get there if they lose this game, but I am not there right now. I still think that this is one of the seven best teams in the AFC. I think they are going to showcase that on Sunday against the Colts. So to me, you have to pick them this week if that's the way you feel about them. The other reason why I feel this way is because of the quarterback of the Colts. I believe that he is a turnover machine. I think the numbers bear out that he is a turnover machine. We're talking about a guy who over the last couple of weeks has really, really started to regress when it comes to ball security. In the first 8 weeks of the season, Daniel Jones had 3 interceptions and 9 sacks and 2 fumbles. So they did a great job protecting him. He was holding on to the football. He wasn't making mistakes. The last 2 games for the Colts, Daniel Jones has 4 interceptions. So he has more interceptions in the last 2 weeks than he had in the first 8 weeks of the season. He has 12 sacks in those 2 games. So he is getting a lot of pressure. He's taking a lot of sacks. Daniel Jones has fumbled the ball 8 times so far in their 10 games. So we all know this. Daniel Jones is going to give the Chiefs at least 2 opportunities to make a play. Whether it is a tip ball, whether it is an errant throw, whether it is he holds on to the ball too long and you got a chance to hit him and knock the ball loose. Daniel Jones in his career, he is going to give you 2 opportunities to go out there and make a play. The question is, can the Chiefs defense take advantage of it? They couldn't take advantage of it with Daniel Jones. They couldn't take advantage of it with Bo Nix. They have another chance in a playoff game, and I use playoff game in quotes, they have another game against a playoff-type quarterback that this defensive line has to prove that, A, they can stop the run, and they got to prove that they can get to the other team's quarterback.
So here's where me and you disagree. And it's fine. We can see things differently. I don't know that losing the Colts automatically means you can't believe the Chiefs are a playoff team. I don't know that losing on Sunday means I'm, you know, hammering the final nail into the Chiefs' coffin. I don't believe that. I think it is a very difficult uphill battle, and I think it is going to be tough sledding, but I don't think it's, oh, playoff dreams are dead and gone. Me and you just disagree there. Now, to answer your first question about who am I picking, I'm going to pick the Colts, and it's this simple to me. Outside of one game, 4 of the 5 Chiefs wins are against teams that they're just better than. They have not beaten a team in 2025. There's a weight class above them. Think about their wins. They beat the Giants. The Giants are lousy. And by the way, that was the Russell Wilson Giants. They're super lousy with Russell Wilson. Like, extremely lousy. You beat the Commanders. The Commanders are, what, 3-8 right now? They're lousy. You beat the Raiders. The Raiders are the dregs of the league. Like, literally some of the worst teams in the league. They did beat the Lions. So, hey, kudos there. You took care of business. You beat the Lions. You earned that victory. Like, that's just not and the Ravens, who are looking better of late. But let's be honest, when you played the Ravens, me and you could score 30 against that defense. So I haven't seen the Chiefs with a different weight class of competition based on 2025 win that game. I saw them lost the Eagles, Eagles Super Bowl team. I saw them lost the Bills. The Bills are probably in the same category as the Chiefs. It's just, okay, that's their Super Bowl. They lost the Jags. The Jags right now are better than the Chiefs because of that game. They've lost these games consistently. So I don't believe Sunday lost to the Colts the death sentence, but I don't know the Chiefs, the 2025 Chiefs that are 5-5 are going to rise up and look like the 2024 Chiefs and take care of business against an 8-2 Colts team. This just feels like if the roles were reversed and we said, man, the 8-2 Chiefs are heading on the road to take on the 5-5, this team is salty. You would tell me this team's not in the Chiefs weight class and they'll win. That's how it feels this week. It's just the roles have reversed.
All right, so let's do this. I know we got a break. Because you and I are on different sides, and that's perfectly fine. I think what I struggle with is, it is hard to me to know the importance of this game for Kansas City. Pick the Indianapolis Colts. Know that the Chiefs' record is 5-6 heading into Thanksgiving. And if you still have them making the postseason, then think a team that is 5-6 heading into Thanksgiving now has the ability to win 6 straight games and go to the playoffs. I just find that hard to believe. And if you were saying, hey, they can't beat these kind of teams, man, they ain't done playing these kind of teams. They play Denver, who is in a weight class above them. And if they have fallen for every single mine over the course of the NFL regular season, because that's what this would have been. They played 3 playoff teams in a row. They played Buffalo. They lost. They played Denver. They lost. In your scenario, they played Indianapolis and lost. I just don't know how you can pick them then to go on the road and beat the Cowboys or beat Houston or beat Denver or beat Los Angeles. To me, this is a statement game for the Chiefs. Hey, we are not dead yet. We are still one of the best teams in the National Football League, and we are about to show you over the next couple of weeks or so. So we can take phone calls on this, 913-586-7965. Rob is picking the Indianapolis Colts to win. I am on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, so Rob is taking the stance that the Colts are going to win this game. Now, there has been, I would say, varying opinions on if this is a must-win game or not. I think this is a must-win game. This is why. This text right here, CDOT, 6-1 will get them in the postseason. So even if they drop this game, they still have a good chance at making it with the 6-1 record. And I'm sorry, the Chiefs can't keep losing these important games, and the sentiment's going to be, well, now all they got to do is win their next 5 games. What? They keep losing. They haven't given us a reason to think that they can get super hot and win 6 in a row. So I am at least at my end when it comes to that. Like, if you're on the other side, it's perfectly fine. And you're technically right. Hey, if they go 6-1 during the stretch, that's fine. But they can't have their first 3-game losing streak in the Patrick Mahomes era lose the 3 straight postseason games, and then you're telling me between another game against Denver, another game against the Chargers, Houston, on the road against Dallas, you think the Chiefs are going undefeated in those games. They've given you no reason to think they're winning all of those games if they lose this one. So to me, this is the prove-it, show-me kind of game. If the Chiefs are the old Chiefs and they're still a championship team that can get hot, and they're a team that nobody wants to face, you got to show me that against Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts. And maybe that is an unrealistic expectation, but that is the expectation you have created for yourself by being 500. I hate that the Colts game is a must-win kind of game. That's not a good place to be in. But when you've lost as many games as they have, at some point you got to start putting wins together. And I made the analogy earlier. It's like the Electoral College. Man, at some point you just got to recognize you're not going to be the president when the votes keep coming in. Well, we lost that state. Well, you know what? Hey, man, we really got to win Ohio, but you've lost every state around it. You're not winning that state. What are you doing here? You're not going to be the president. You got to find something else to do. That's kind of where I am. They need this one. This is Pennsylvania to me. This is Ohio to me in trying to figure out the math of how they're going to make the playoffs. They have to win this game, in my opinion, against the Indianapolis Colts. So we were going to end up doing this. We were going to end up doing a Spec Says. I guess we can just do it now because Spec is on the opposite end of this. Spec does not think that the season is over with the loss to the Colts.
All right. I don't think the Chiefs' playoff hopes are dead with a loss to the Colts, but I do want to point out the difference in the mentality of the fan base thinking the season is over versus the team having six games in front of them left and in some ways still controlling their own destiny. So no, I don't think a season is over with a loss to the Colts. And I understand, and it's a completely valid argument, that if the Chiefs are capable of losing three games in a row, what makes you think that they're going to win six in a row? And I would just say, the NFL is a weird sport, and unlike a lot of other sports, one injury can dramatically affect another team's season. Jaguars still have some tough games on the schedule, although they get the Titans twice. The Chargers have a very difficult schedule down the stretch. And if you look at the Chiefs, you've got pretty much two games in hand with Tennessee and Las Vegas. You've got home games in the division against the Broncos and Chargers. I don't believe in the Houston Texans. Dallas is a whole separate issue. We'll see a short week on the road on Thanksgiving. And more than anything, I trust the Chiefs' infrastructure way more than I trust the Jaguars' infrastructure, coach, quarterback, organization. And the Chiefs are just healthier than the Chargers, and they get the Chargers at home. So I think those are the two teams that you're looking at competing with for the 6 and 7 seed in the AFC playoffs. And I think for those reasons, you just can't say the season is over at 5 and 6 before you've even played a game in December.
Text line 913-586-7965. And I promise you, I'm not trying to be Buzz Killington on this topic. I'm really not. This is the last analogy I'll make. You can't, in my opinion, keep failing every single test and then tell me that you're going to ace the final. Because if you understood the material that well, why were you failing the test? Why didn't you get good grades on the test? This is, in my opinion, the biggest test for the Kansas City Chiefs this year. It is the biggest test. The Chiefs are a largely healthy team, and I know it. They don't have Isaiah Pacheco, and I'm sorry. That is unfortunate. But if you look around the National Football League, nobody has all of their starters at this point in the season. Everybody is dealing with some kind of injury. The Chiefs are a mostly healthy team at home in a gotta-have-it situation. So, in my opinion, you just can't lose this game, be 5 and 6, and then tell me this dream that now they're going to win 6 in a row when, no, I just won't believe it. So that's why I am. I'm picking them, though. I think they're going to figure out a way to win this. I don't necessarily know how they're going to figure out a way to win this game, but this is what my hope is. My hope is that the bad luck stretch that they have had in these one-score games, my hope is that they can turn it around a little bit. This game's going to be close in the final 5 minutes of it. Like, for all the talk about they can do this or the Colts can do this, none of that will matter in the final 6 minutes of the game. This game will be a one-score game for either side. The Colts will be up. The Chiefs will be up. This game will be, they will be, it will be close. I just think at some point the Chiefs make one play, and I think that play probably comes from number 15. It's been a while since Mahomes has made a play that makes you just go, I mean, that's the best quarterback in the National Football League. Like, if I ask you right now to think of a play where Pat showed you he's the best quarterback in the league, we would get 100 different answers right now on the text line. When's the last time the Chiefs had that kind of play? And I'm thinking against this team with their back up against the wall, they just need one of those. They need a 3rd and 9 throw where Mahomes just, I'm the best quarterback in the National Football League. I still think that team is in there. I still believe in that team. So I am holding on to that they are going to beat the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday at Arrowhead.
Let me ask you a question. Because your test analogy I thought was good, but I have a question for you. You said you can't keep failing this test, and then you fail it again on Sunday if they lose, and then I think you're going to turn around and get hot. If they have failed this test every game this season, for your analogy, every time they've been tested with a team that's similar to them or better, they have failed that test all but once. They beat the Lions, and I'm not trying to diminish that win. They did. It was a little bit of a depleted Lions team, but they beat the Lions. Outside of that, every time in 2025 that they have been up against a test, they have failed. Why do you think they're just going to start acing the test against the Colts? Because for your analogy, you don't think they're going to lose this one. If they do lose, turn around and get hot. Why is this game so different? The Colts are the same test of everyone else later in the schedule, and record-wise, they're better.
No, you're
how are they passing this one? But
you're right.
The
you're 100% right, and I think my answer would be, and I think you have found the hypocrisy, and I can acknowledge that. I'm guessing, and I'm putting it back on you now. I'm putting the pressure on you. There have been some times where KU has been at home and they're playing a team that's better than them, and your answer is they're at Allen. Well, that's my answer then. They're at home. They're at Arrowhead. They're Kansas basketball. They figure it out. That's my answer. They figure it out. So the same way that I'm sure you've picked KU when Texas Tech was coming into town or Houston was coming into town or whomever, that they were the better team on paper, but you're at home, you got Bill Self, you got the students ripping up newspaper and throwing it in the air, you think KU will figure it out. That's how I feel about the Chiefs.
Well, let me ask you this then. I love a KU basketball analogy.
That's all I got right now.
Wouldn't you say that a KU team that was down and started losing those games last year, people like me still kept picking them. Like, hey, it's Allen, it's Bill Self, it's Kansas. Texas Tech came in. Texas
Tech
came
in. You can be wrong.
Let's say, is it possible the Colts are Texas Tech?
100%.
Is it possible they're Houston? I mean, they lost other home games. I'm forgetting them off the top of my head. Is it possible that's
game? And I guess to keep this is there came a point with you where eventually you just said, KU ain't turn it around this year. And KU didn't turn it around. KU lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. They lost. So, yeah, no, you're right. You can go into it thinking, oh, man, we're at home. It's Allen, of course. And they lost. I was at that Texas Tech game. I saw it in person. They lost. And then there came to the point where you're like, no, they're not turning it around. They then lost quickly in the Big 12 tournament. They lost quickly in the NCAA tournament. There became a point where even KU fans realized this Hunter Dickinson, DeJuan Harris, KJ Adams thing, it ain't working. This team's not good enough. I'm telling you that this is that point for me with Kansas City. That's where I am right now. If they lose this game, the take that I will have on Monday was they are not good enough. They're not making the playoffs. We should start getting ready for the NFL draft. That will be my take. They need to get ready for the 17th overall pick. And people will be mad and upset, but that is how I will feel on Monday if the Chiefs. I don't care how they win this game. I don't care if they win 3-2. I don't care if they win 2-0 on a safety and the offense is the worst we've ever seen. I don't care about any of that. They need to figure out a way to have more points at the end of the game. They need to figure out a way to have more points at 3:15 Central than the Indianapolis Colts. And if they do that, their season can advance. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time for Game Predictions, brought to you by Bet365. The gateway to big wins is coming soon to Missouri with Bet365.
All right, before we get out of here, I want to give you guys a quick Darren Peterson thought, because we didn't get a chance to do that during the hits. So Darren Peterson is not playing in Vegas. Is he going to take the trip to Vegas, or is he just... What's the plan there? Do you know, Rob?
I have not seen the plan there. I mean, if he went to MSG, I presume he's going to Vegas, right?
That's not the one trip I'm missing. If I'm him, I mean, everybody else in Vegas, I also want to be in Vegas. Why am I not there with my teammates? This is the thing. And I know that you guys, you know, I do troll KU fans. I don't want to make it seem like I don't want to make it seem like I always come in peace with KU fans, but I promise you right now, I come in peace. I think you guys are overreacting a little bit to Darren Peterson. I think you're overreacting a little bit. If Darren Peterson is playing in the game against UConn, I would say all of this was for nothing. I mean, for like the fan reaction. That's all that really matters. I know that you want to see him. I get it. I understand. It's November college basketball. It's okay. I promise you that these losses, if they pick them up, and this KU team will lose again. Like, somebody is beating them in Vegas. Like, somebody is going to beat them. They are not good enough to beat three Power Four teams in 3 days, in my opinion. Not the team that I've watched so far. They're not going to be heavily penalized for losing this games without Darren Peterson. And you play in the Big 12, so you have more than enough opportunities to get these games back. I will look at the first game of the season as a clean slate. And KU's first game of the season is December 2nd against UConn. That's their first game of the season. They play UConn on December 2nd. They play Missouri, I believe that's on December 7th is the date.
It's the Sunday.
The 7th. So
then NC State on the back half of that.
And you play NC State, I believe, on the road. And NC State has Will Wade. So you if you know college basketball, you know Will Wade. He got NC State humming. And now you can cheat for real? You don't got a fake cheat like they were doing at LSU? You can just pay them openly and no one cares? Oh, you NC State might win the national championship now with Will Wade, because you know he going to do something above and beyond. I think you're overreacting just a little bit. Darren Peterson is around the team. He is dressed. He is still practicing with the team. He's going to play this season. And it's clear that he is hurt, in my opinion. You don't sign up to play college basketball and sign up to go to KU to then not play in these games. These are games in front of NBA scouts. Why would you not want to play at Madison Square Garden? Why would you not want to go to the Vegas trip and then play in front of NBA scouts? Like, this is an NIL tournament. Of course you want to play in these things. So KU fans, I know that I'm not the best messenger for this. I will tell you guys, just relax. Now, if Darren Peterson doesn't play in the UConn game and the Missouri game, we can have some conversations. And I would think in some ways you guys have the right to feel lied to, because KU has made it seem like he's right around the corner. Just today, they made it seem like he's right around the corner. He's close. All right, well, you got 2 weeks. Take this week off, take next week off, and then come back in two Tuesdays and be ready to play against them, against UConn. That's how I would say handle if you're a KU fan.
Me and you see it very similar, and I will, to your point about feel lied to, if he misses the UConn game, if he does, isn't back by one of the three, UConn, Missouri, NC State, those three games.
I want him on the court against Missouri.
I agree. If he's not back by one of those three games, and it's like, oh, we think he's close to get ready for like Towson or whoever they have, then I'm going to feel like they're lying about the severity of the injury. It's been 3 weeks already. Another week off will be 4 weeks. At basically a month, I think your hamstring should be good to go to play basketball again. So UConn, Missouri, NC State, that's the window he has to be back on the floor.
All right. Well, we had a lot of fun this week. Hopefully you guys had a lot of fun. I will be working every day but Thursday next week. I will be here. Rob, you already know Rob. He a quitter. Rob, you only work on Monday?
Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, you work Tuesday too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? I appreciate that. I'm going to be here. It's football season, man. Now, it ain't no days off during football season for me.
Both shows are during the KU game in Vegas, so here is physical.
No, it's
mental.
No, I'm with you.
It's different.
I'm with you. I'm with you. You know what? That game against Syracuse, I might watch that one with you. I want to watch that game too. I want to see that one as well. All right. We'll catch up with you guys. Have a great weekend. And until then, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.